Thank you, Chairman and Senators. It's my honor to be here today. AB 122 is a fairly straightforward bill that seeks to have county registrars share with candidates for local, state, and federal office what the laws are regarding voter fraud and voter intimidation and the penalties for violating those laws. As you probably know, there was a very well-publicized situation in Orange County last year where really we had voter intimidation going on, and this bill seeks to address that in a way really that's just informational to the candidates, because I think the candidates down there weren't aware of the laws, and I think across the country really a lot of folks were taken away with the situation, as well as understanding the importance of the voting rights that we have in this country. And so with that, I do ask for your eye support. We do have a lot of support for this bill, including the California Association of Clerks and Elections Officials, MALDEF, Asian Americans for Civil Rights and Equality, AFSCME, and Protection and Advocacy, and there is no opposition.
Thank you. Before we hear from the witnesses, we do have a quorum. Let's go ahead and call the roll.
Calderon?
Here.
Calderon here. Batten? Cogdill?
Here.
Cogdill here. Migdon?
Here.
Migdon here. Padilla?
Okay, great. Establish your quorum. We can go ahead and proceed with your witnesses.
Jim Stassi on behalf of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officials. We're in support of the bill.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Senators, Francisco Estrada with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and we're in strong support of this bill. We hope that by providing the notification that we will head off any potential incidents of voter fraud and intimidation. And if those things do occur, once you've provided notification in advance, then it may be easier to prosecute folks that willfully break the law. So for those reasons, we urge your support of the bill.
Great. Thank you for your comments. We have anybody else here in support? Don't imagine anybody's here to oppose the bill. Okay, seeing and hearing no other
may
no
I
other
ask
comments?
A question? Yeah, what is the range of what constitutes intimidation?
That's quite frankly what has become the subject of debate. The situation we had in Orange County ended up with an opinion by the Attorney General's that it was hard to improve. That there was
hard to prove
the intent piece, but I think the representative from MALDEF made a good point that if we inform folks of what the law is, that there's more information that the candidate clearly has. But what they do is they end up having to go through emails, a lot of the communications to try to prove that there was a direct intent, and that definitely is a tricky piece to this. But I think what this bill really tries to do is just tell folks, look, we're not really out there supposed to be suppressing votes, especially through disguised ways. And this bill really just tries to get information to candidates so that they know what the law is. Because
a lot
of folks don't know what the law is.
Yeah, we're not going to be defining intimidation in these cases. It's just a matter of providing the information to the candidate on the election procedures.
So this is in advance. This doesn't have to do with based on a certain activity that
occurs. Correct. We're just trying to be proactive. So the registrar should give candidates information about what the laws are so that they know what the consequences may be on violating the law as well. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing and hearing none, we'll call the roll.
Batten? Cogdill? No. Cogdill, no. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
Okay, that bill is out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We are waiting for Assemblymember Liu. We can try and get a hold of him, let him know we are waiting for authors. In the meantime, we do have a consent file that I would like to get a motion on. Before we do that, at the committee's request, we are pulling item number 4, AB 357, Mendoza. The rest of the consent items stand. Do I have a motion?
Moved.
So moved. Call the roll.
Batten. Cogdill.
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Migdon.
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Calderon.
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
Okay, that's four. Consent file is approved. And we'll just be waiting on authors. This opportunity to welcome Senator Padilla to the committee. Glad to have you here and look forward to working with you for the rest of the interim. Thank you. Would you like to say a few words?
Well, are we buying time here? Is that what we're
doing? You know any good jokes?
No, actually, this is an exciting committee for me. I was hoping to be on it earlier, but we made it later rather than sooner. As an old legislative and political staffer prior to ever running for office, you know, elections and civic engagement and enfranchisement of voters and other levels of participation is important. And I think that's exactly what this committee cares about first and foremost through a lot of the bills that come through here, as we've already seen with Assemblymember Solorio and Assemblymember Wu just walked in. And in the context of an upcoming February presidential primary, should be a hot topic of discussion.
Truly an honor to have you on the committee and look forward to working with you. Mr. Liu, we're ready for you. You are going to be presenting on AB 1151, voter registration. Please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Senators. AB 1151 allows voters to verify their registration online by requiring the county election offices to make this information available on the county website. Currently, voters are notified of changes of their registration by mail. This bill would create a convenient process by which voters can check on their status without the hassle of visiting the county registrar of voters in person. Currently, four counties in the state already have this feature by website, and it was created with little cost to the county. For instance, in Sacramento County, a voter can enter their date of birth, their street number, and zip code, and the program can verify if there's a voter with matching information that is registered. This allows a voter to receive a basic confirmation of registration without revealing any confidential information. This bill will help to simplify the process of confirming voter registration. By making this information available online or by phone in the absence of a website, voters will be able to easily check on their voter registration status. This will also help in the event that a mail notification is lost or missed by the voter. I have a representative from the Office of Secretary of State with me to speak in support of the bill, and also would like to note that I'm offering author's amendments that are completely technical in nature, and these amendments simply delete one word from the fifth line of the second page.
And that word is properly?
Yes.
Very good. That we'll adopt that amendment. Yes, witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Rhonda Pascal from the Secretary of State's office in support of the bill. Again, as Assemblymember Liu indicated, this provides an easy way for voters to verify their registration status. Particularly important, we feel, for first-time voters or those who have recently moved and re-registered. I believe that it's a common-sense bill and urge your support.
I agree. Any other witnesses in support? Any opposition? Seeing and hearing none, do we have a motion?
Question,
I'm sorry. Mr. Cogdell?
Given your explanation on how the individual would check this data on the database, can anyone go in there and put in any name and address to find out whether or not a person is registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, but so I would it's not say only you finding out for yourself, but you could find out on anyone you wanted as to whether or not they've registered to vote, and if so, what their party affiliation is?
No, just whether...
It's whether they're registered?
Actually, what I'll say is if there's a person's name and address, I'll just say if that person's registered at that address. But it won't say anything else.
And there would be no confidential information would be disclosed on that. So
it was still a privacy issue, it seems to me. I mean, if it's one thing if I want to know whether or not my registration is viable, but whether I should know yours, if yours is the question, or have the ability to find that out.
Is some of that public information already? I mean, anybody can go down to the registrar recorder and find out.
Yeah.
But it's what's the process to do that?
Those are
Excuse me. That is information that is publicly available. Again, this is just providing voters with an easy way for them to verify that their registration, in fact, was taken care of with the registrar, so that if there are any complications, for example, if their registration card wasn't received or entered properly, they have an opportunity to correct that prior to the election, so that they don't show up at the polls on election day and be turned away from the polls.
Yeah, I can understand that.
One quick clarification. Actually, what you enter is a zip code, an address, and a birth date. So you don't actually enter a name in, and then it pops out whether at that zip code address with that birth date, whether a person is registered. So there's no name.
So you have to have that information in order to have confirmation.
But it won't say, like, Joe Smith is registered.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems a little bit more secure.
Does it have the party. Just says no somebody's registered.
Correct.
What is this going to cost, may I ask? Because I know there was objection. I support this. It's a great idea to enfranchise people, and frankly, practical in today's time is going online or checking something.
The counties we talked to have implemented this. It's a very low cost. And in fact, the county's association is not opposed to this.
Did this go on suspense on the assembly side?
No, it went straight. It did not go on suspense.
So it's under $150,000. So I just wanted to note that, Senator Coggill, because I've asked for an analysis, and I was told that the Republican members thought it was a costly thing. So I just wanted to explore that, thinking in hard times we appreciate those concerns.
This falls under customer service, you know, that the registrar's office provides the information.
If they have the funds, sir, to extend it, given their present budget.
The information's online. If they want to call and find that information out, it's...
Does it have a toll number now, sir?
A toll number?
That's what there's a
toll
for.
There's a toll-free number for the registrar's office.
So there's no new costs?
It would be the website could potentially be a slight new cost.
All I'm asking is when it was analyzed, it's under $150,000, what were the costs? So that's in itself inexpensive. But what new thing would it require other than what the chair says is presently required?
I can only speak for the Secretary of State's office. There are no new costs to the Secretary of State's office. My understanding is that there would be potentially some minimal costs to the counties, but my understanding is that those are fairly minimal. And that
we don't have any objection or any opposition from the county now.
That is correct.
Costs, so.
Fine.
And generally speaking, I think in terms of a website, those would be one-time costs in terms of doing that.
Thank you.
As far as the toll-free number on the telephone, who pays for that?
The county registrar would. But they don't have to do that if they can do the website.
Yeah, so it's an either-or thing?
Correct.
Yeah. The bill is just permissive to allow either-or or both?
Or both.
Okay. And how would the phone call? The same type of thing?
Same type of thing.
Call in and give a birthday and an address?
And zip code will tell you
and zip
if
code.
The person is registered to vote at that address.
Okay. Any other comments? Let's call the roll.
Batten? Cogdill?
No.
Cogdill, no. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Liu. That bill is out. Having no other business before the committee, this now stands adjourned. I did that.